Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome back to Infertile AF, the podcast. This is episode 331 called Courtney Denowitz. This episode is brought to you by Belly. Are you thinking about growing your family? Whether you're just starting to plan or are actively trying to conceive, preconception health is key. That's where Belly comes in. Belly has vitamins to help both women and men optimize their health before pregnancy. With essential nutrients like folate, iodine, and zinc, Belly ensures your body is ready for this exciting next step. Belly goes beyond basic vitamins. Their unique formula supports reproductive health, hormone balance, and fertility, all while being made with the highest quality ingredients. Plus, Belly is created with only clean ingredients so that you can rest assured that you are making a safe choice for you and your future little one. When it comes to starting your family, take the first step with Belly. Give yourself and your future baby the best foundation for a healthy start. Visit bellybaby.com today and use code IAF15 for 15% off your first order. That's bellybaby.com, B-E-L-I-B-A-B-Y, for a healthier tomorrow. Belly Baby, because healthy beginnings start here. Thanks, Belly. All right, guys, before we get started, I'm so incredibly thrilled to tell you that my second children's book, Beautiful Bird, which is a work of art story, is out now, available for pre-order. And we're doing what we did with the first book, where the first 150 copies are numbered and signed. So if you would like to snag one of those, you can go to my website, which is infertileafgroup.com, and you can get it there. So for anybody who doesn't know, Beautiful Bird is a story about three parents and one incredible boy who happens to be my godson. So here's the spiel. When Helen decides to have a baby on her own, she welcomes Jack Bird into the world through IUI with the help of her friend, Aaron. But when Jack is born and needs extra care in the NICU, Aaron and his partner, Blake, fall in love with Jack too. And together, the three join forces to raise Jack, proving that family isn't about how you start, it's about how you grow. So as you guys know, I'm so passionate about celebrating and sharing stories about the many beautiful ways that families are made. And this is just one of those stories. This is Helen and Jack and Aaron and Blake's story. And it's an IUI story. It's a donor story. It's an LGBTQ plus story. It's a NICU story. And most of all, it's a story about love. So go check it out. You can find more on my Instagram at InfertileAFStories. You can find it on Fertility Rally's Instagram, which is Fertility Rally. And more importantly, you can get your signed copy at my website, which is InfertileAFGroup.com. Thank you so much to everybody who's purchased one already. And again, it's called Beautiful Bird. I also want to invite every single one of you, if you're interested, to join Fertility Rally, which is the community that Blair Nelson and I co-founded in 2020. And you guys, this fall in September, we have Rally IRL number 4 coming up. It's going to take place in Nashville. It's a weekend getaway where we all hang out and bond and just have an incredible time. We laugh and we cry and we do all the things. So please, if you're not yet a member, you can join now and come to Rally IRL in Nashville. But we also have a lot of other things going on too. We have our 4 to 5 weekly support groups. We have private Facebook groups. You have access to Blair and me anytime. And it is just the community I wish I had. So check out Fertility Rally at fertilityrally.com is our website, and on IG at Fertility Rally. Okay, so let's get into today's episode, which was so interesting to me because I don't know much about storing reproductive tissue. And that's what we really did a deep dive on today with Courtney Denowitz, who is one of the co-founders of Generations CryoVault. And at Generations CryoVault, they believe in the motto, your tissues, your choice. So I didn't know this, guys, but you have a choice when it comes to where you want to store your reproductive tissue, which is eggs, sperm, embryos. Did you know that? You don't have to go with your clinic or whoever they partner with for storage. You can seek out your own. And Generations CryoVault is doing things differently and cost effectively. And they have some really, really interesting things going on. It was really cool to ask Courtney all these burning questions I had, like, what exactly happens when you store your reproductive tissue? Like, talk us through that. And what happens if there's like a natural disaster or a security breach? And we get into all that. So it's really interesting. Like I said in the episode, you learn something new every day. There was so much I didn't know about this, but now I do. And if you want to learn more about them, you can go to gencryo.com. And if you mention Infertile AF, you get 1 free month of storage. So without further ado, This is Courtney on In for Laugh. Courtney, hello, friend. It's so good to talk to you. How are you?
Doing great. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this. So I've done a little bit of research on what Generations Cryo Vault is doing, but I want to hear it from you because you obviously are the co-founder and COO, and you know all the things, all the ins and outs. So it's so interesting. And I want to start with the fact that I didn't know that patients had a choice when it came to storage for embryos, things like that. So that kind of blew me away. And I want to start there. Like, many patients might not realize that they have options beyond their clinic's storage recommendations. So can you explain how, as a patient, I can choose to work with you guys?
Absolutely. I am just so glad you're bringing this up too, because you are absolutely correct. Most people don't realize they can choose where to store their reproductive tissues. It is actually something I want to shout from the mountaintops every day. You are not required to store your tissue at your clinic or with their default partner. Your tissues, your choice.
And I love that. It's such a good, your tissues, your choice.
Absolutely. We at Generations Cryo Vault, we help patients transfer and store their tissues safely, securely, and easily. I think many people would be very surprised to find out that to start the process, it is as simple as submitting an account registration form to us, which is just done right on our website. It only takes a few minutes. That and notifying your clinic that you plan to move your embryos to long-term storage. I'm sure most people assume that it is a complicated process, but it doesn't have to be. We make it very uncomplicated.
Okay. So if I want to make that decision, I don't need to get like an okay from my clinic or anything. I can just go to you guys directly, fill out the stuff and get the ball rolling that way.
That's correct. That's exactly how it goes.
So cool and interesting. So can you talk us through what makes your facility different and like more desirable as a patient?
Of course. When we started Generations Cryo Vault, I came in with over 16 years of experience in cryo storage, and that really gave us a solid foundation to build on. Years of working directly with patients, hearing their concerns, and seeing what worked and what didn't across the industry, all of that helped us put the best possible practices in place right from the start. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, dedicated storage equals better storage. So fertility clinics are built for medical procedures, and we're built for preservation. Our purpose-built facility is equipped with 24/7 monitoring, backup systems, and expert protocols. What we do is not an add-on service. Our specialty and focus is long-term storage.
Okay. So you mentioned monitoring systems. And just thinking about, you know, as a former patient and patients who are listening right now, you know, there's always that concern that like something might happen to your tissue, your reproductive tissues, your embryos. You know, you've heard horror stories in the news about power going out and things getting lost, or like a hurricane, or, you know, natural disasters, things like that. Tell us about the actions that you guys have taken in place to kind of safeguard from any of that.
So for issues at the facility, when it comes to, you know, natural disasters or unforeseen circumstances, all monitoring equipment is supported by 5 days worth of battery uninterrupted power. In short, the monitoring equipment will continue monitoring and reporting for 5 days without any power or need for human intervention. We do not rely on that, though. We maintain generator backup power that will restore power to key components of our facility within minutes of a power outage. Mm-hmm. This includes the security of our space and records. You know, our power backups ensure that documentation is always secured and monitored. And the most fundamental level, power is not our concern. And a lot of people don't realize that, but our storage tanks do not rely on electricity to keep things cold. And we can manually monitor liquid nitrogen levels to ensure tissues are kept at the appropriate temperature. Properly functioning, high-quality tanks can hold temperature for up to 30 days.
Oh, wow.
So it would be a pretty significant issue to cause disruption for that length of time.
Okay.
But we do plan for that, though, if that's ever become a problem. So specifically, we maintain extra inventory of liquid nitrogen to give us at least a week of nitrogen in reserves at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And in an extreme scenario, we will evacuate our tanks out of the Indianapolis area as we have access to warehouse space in the southeastern U.S. And that provides for us to be in a different climate as well as on a different section of the U.S. power grid.
Wow. That's so interesting and cool. So what are some of the common misconceptions about reproductive tissue storage? And how does Generations CryoVault like address them?
One of the biggest misconceptions that I hear pretty often is that it's dangerous to move embryos offsite to storage.
Mm.
Patients seem to be the most nervous about the shipping portion of everything. And honestly, I completely understand that, as a lot of people have no idea what equipment is used to move them. In fact, I was recently watching a TV show, and in the show, they were running around town with the embryos in this like soft-sided cooler that would typically be used for a lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
I was just laughing. I mean, that's something I would send my son to school with, you know, for his lunch. And
his Lunchables, yeah.
Exactly. And like that is really not even close to how that works. What is actually used are specially designed shipping containers that we call cryoshippers, and they were developed specifically for safely transporting the delicate nature of reproductive tissues. And no pun intended, they are pretty cool. Can't help myself. And they can maintain their ultra cold temps for well over a week. So in addition to that, these cryoshippers, they need to be placed into an outer container when they're actually going through shipping. And there are a lot of places that use boxes for that. And we use mushroom-shaped hard shell containers. And we use those mushrooms because it prevents the cryoshipper from traveling upside down or on its side.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So how does the process work for a patient? Like if I'm at a clinic and I decide to transfer to you guys, what's the like play-by-play there?
It is easy peasy, and I will take you through the whole thing.
All right. Walk me through it, Courtney.
Yes, because we handle every detail of that transport process and storage for you, just working in the background to make everything as smooth and straightforward as possible.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, the very first step is just for you to complete our registration form that is found by clicking the Start Here button on our website. After the form is completed and submitted, one of our staff will reach out to discuss the next steps, as well as send the link to complete our consents, because we do everything electronically. At this point, if you have not notified your clinic that you plan to move your tissue, it is time to do so. You need to do that.
Okay.
So they, as in the clinic, will more than likely need you to complete a release form for them.
Okay.
Once we receive the completed consents from you, we will send an invoice for the shipping fees. And at the same time, we will initiate communication with the staff where your tissue is currently located.
Mm-hmm.
And we will proceed with coordinating the transport directly with the staff. And this is something you do not have to worry about and try to schedule yourself. When payment for the shipping is received, we will set a shipment date with the lab staff where it's located and notify you of when we anticipate receiving the tissue. All required tissue documentation will be received directly from the clinic. Again, something you will not have to worry about. And once the tissue arrives, our staff will send an arrival letter to you as well as your first storage invoice. On our end, we will complete all of the tasks involved with properly checking in the tissue, which includes verifying that the tissue documentation matches the tissue we received.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, that's really it until you decide to use the tissue or discontinue storage.
So do you guys work with clinics everywhere? Are there any limits to like who you would work with?
We can work with any licensed clinic or physician in the U.S.
Okay, amazing. So tell me a little bit more about like what Generations CryoVault is doing to ensure the security and the integrity of this stuff, because obviously this is precious cargo, you know, to everybody involved.
The most precious, absolutely. As for security, in addition to the interior and exterior video surveillance, as well as the access controlled entries throughout the interior of our facility, there is no public access to our facility. You are only let into our building if you have a reason to be there.
Okay.
As for the integrity of the stored specimens, this is perhaps the most critical question for anyone in our industry. And let me try to break that down that question into a few components, because there's common catchy marketing speak that others like to use in their advertising.
Oh, okay.
Websites that sound kind of good, but yeah.
I love a good breakdown. All right, break it down, Courtney. Break it down.
Yeah. Let's address the fundamental risks here. So it's really our passion too, because this, at the end of the day, this is like one of the primary reasons that Charlie and I founded Generations CryoVault, because we saw the corners being cut by companies in the industry. Mm. And cutting corners is unacceptable. Absolutely. Yeah. At the most basic level, our job is to keep the tissues within a very specific temperature range, and that is very, very cold. Failure in tissue storage or transport is allowing the tissues to warm when it is not time for treatment. And just to clarify, when we say warm, we still mean extremely cold. It's just simply not quite cold enough to maintain that precise temperature needed to preserve the tissue safely.
Okay. So they can get damaged if they're not at the right temperature?
Yes, very quickly.
Okay.
It's very, very delicate. So the tissues are kept cold by being kept in liquid nitrogen, or in special cases, liquid nitrogen vapor. And we use specialized tanks that are designed specifically to hold liquid nitrogen and reproductive tissues. These tanks, though specialized, they need to be validated, monitored, and constantly mm-hmm. revalidated to ensure that they are functioning as designed. If a tank starts to leak or is otherwise not sealed properly, tissues may warm just enough to cause damage.
Mm.
And this is where so many in our industry fail. It's not enough to validate a tank once and use it for years. It's not enough to put liquid nitrogen in a tank and periodically check on it. Mm. Tanks rarely catastrophically fail. Usually they are slowly leaking, and no person can notice that without being well-trained or very proactive and disciplined. And to ensure our tanks are perfect, we validate all of our tanks thoroughly before they're put into service. Mm-hmm. We then utilize triple level monitoring, which monitors the temperature of the interior of the tank, the exterior of the tank, as mm-hmm. well as the nitrogen level.
Oh, and wow. This is,
yeah, it's pretty intense, but it was necessary in our minds.
Yeah.
It's the highest standard that most in the industry just don't use. We don't just rely on electronic monitoring, because we realize that technology fails. So we also manually check nitrogen levels on a routine, scheduled, and documented basis. And what we have found, and what our experiences have, brought us to, is just there are companies out there that maybe they do not validate their tanks at all, or maybe they do not monitor their tanks, or do not do all of the monitoring we do, or simply rely completely on the electronics and do not double check manually.
So okay. Yeah.
It makes me confident that we are the best. And, you might argue that we go a little overboard ensuring that they never warm, but we prefer to do more than necessary to avoid a heartbreaking disaster.
Absolutely. I mean, I know so many people in Fertility Rally and who've been on the show and beyond who you work so hard to get these embryos and this reproductive tissue. And, I've heard so many heartbreaking stories about things not thawing correctly or getting lost, or getting damaged, along the way. So this is, I think, that people listening who are going through treatment or have, are at this phase, this is really important that you guys are out there like giving industry standard, raising the bar when it comes to the way that all this can be handled. So let's talk about support. This is obviously a really emotional process, all of it. How does your team assist patients who might be navigating like emotional decisions kind of regarding their reproductive tissues?
This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. The good news? We don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. In fact, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are more than 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Okay, guys, so here is the very exciting news. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code INFERTILEF at checkout. Again, that's happymammoth.com and use the code INFERTILEF for 15% off. Thanks, Happy Mammoth.
The process is incredibly emotional, and we absolutely acknowledge and recognize that. There's so much at stake and often a lot of uncertainty, and our team really understands that, and we make it a priority to offer support that goes well beyond storage and logistics. Whether someone is making a decision about what to store, how long to store it, or what to do in more complex situations, we're here to guide them with empathy, patience, and clear information. Mm-hmm. We take the time to listen. We explain things in everyday language without pressure so patients can feel confident and informed. And while we're not mental health providers, we always try to hold space for the emotional side of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And when needed, if necessary, you know, we can refer people to trusted professionals who specialize in fertility-related counseling too. We do have connections there.
That's so important, because I do... You know, again, there's so many stories of people kind of just feeling like a number or not getting that personalized care. And, you know, this is such a fraught thing that so many people go through. And, you know, it's to have somebody kind of holding your hand and making things easy for you to understand and really giving, you know, caring so much. I think it really, really does help people navigate what can be really rough situations sometimes. So on that note, can you share a story or like a piece of feedback from a patient that has really stuck with you?
Yes. Many years ago, I once had a patient tell me, "This is the first time I've felt like I could breathe since I started this process."
Wow.
Yeah, it was heavy. It really stayed with me. It was such a simple statement, but it carried so much weight. And it reminded me that what we do isn't just about tanks and protocols or temperature monitoring. It's about trust. It's about helping people feel like their future is being cared for, even in the middle of a really emotional and overwhelming journey. And sometimes cryostorage can feel like this small, behind the scenes part of fertility and almost like an afterthought. But to the patient and to so many others, it's a huge piece of the puzzle. We may not be in the procedure room or writing prescriptions, but what we protect carries enormous meaning. And that is something I think about every day.
Yeah, that's like there's real people who are going through this. You know, I think about that with Fertility Rally too, you know, or posting something on Instagram. There's people on the other end that are reading this content that are actually going through it, and it makes it just so much more meaningful, you know? So I love that you feel that way as well. You said you've been in this world for what, 16 years?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the landscape of reproductive tissue storage and like the evolution. Like, how have you seen it change? And what is Generations CryoVault doing? You know, like, what's the role that you guys are playing in the overall evolution?
So from my perspective, the landscape of reproductive tissue storage is changing quickly. And in many ways, it's long overdue. We're actually seeing a growing push for tighter regulations and higher standards across the board, which is a wonderful positive step for patient safety and industry accountability. At Generations, we're pretty proud that we're not just prepared for that type of shift. We're actually pretty ahead of it because our protocols and infrastructure and safety systems exceed what's currently considered the minimum standard. You know, we really believe that we're safeguarding something so important that, you know, good enough is not really good enough. We need to do better.
Yes.
But at the same time, we are seeing a movement that could have long-term implications for patients, and that is the increasing presence of private equity and investment firms buying up fertility clinics and storage facilities. And while investment can drive innovation, it also shifts priorities away from patients and towards profits. Again, another thing we're very proud of is that we are built to serve and not to sell. We are employee owned, which means we answer to our clients, not to shareholders or a board looking for a quick exit.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision we make is grounded in long-term trust and safety and personal support. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned innovations. What are you guys doing in terms of, is there anything upcoming in terms of innovations or services that you're excited to introduce to help further support patients?
Yes, we are actually working on several things right now.
Ooh, give me the tea, Courtney.
Well, we are close to being, you know, publicly announcing these things, but I can give you a little tidbit on it. So
okay. My
co-founder partner, Charlie, he's our CEO. He has been working with a Special Operations Command Army veteran for the past 5 years to develop services to support active duty and veteran military along with first responders.
That's awesome.
It is super awesome. The nonprofit that emerged from that partnership is called Operation Wellness Shield, and they will be supporting the fertility needs of active duty military along with veterans and first responders. It isn't final yet, but we expect to be the first business partner with Operation Wellness Shield to provide reproductive tissue storage services to those in service who want to preserve their fertility options. Infertility for service members is 30% higher than the general population, not to mention the physical risk that could harm a service member's ability to become a parent someday. And so we are committed to helping people who want to be parents build their dream family. And so we are very excited to be partnering with Operation Wellness Shield to provide low cost and in many cases free fertility preservation options to men and women who protect and service all.
That's so cool. I have to give our own little plug. Fertility Rally has a military membership as well. That's, you know, $100 cheaper annually because, you know, like you're saying, it's so important to give the people who are protecting us and serving our country what they need and try to help them and give back. And you're right. You know, we have a lot of military families in our community, and that's just awesome. So I'm so glad you guys are doing that.
Yes, I love it. I love that you have that.
Speaking of money, I know that it's a huge factor in people's infertility journeys. Everything for me was totally out of pocket, you know, and for so many other people, it's really can be inhibiting. So tell me about your approach to pricing. And like, I know when we initially talked, you and Charlie and I, like, you guys were big on transparency, which I love, you know, no hidden fees, you know, all that stuff. So tell me about how your pricing compares to traditional clinic storage fees and the value patients might receive for what you guys are offering.
Yes, you are correct. We are all about the transparency, no hidden fees. And that's why we built our pricing model around that. And you'll find that there are no surprise charges, no confusing add-ons, because unlike our competitors, we clearly list all of our pricing on our website in a place that's easy to find, because we believe patients deserve to know exactly what they're paying for. Mm-hmm. We don't believe in vague quotes or tacked on costs. You know, we've got to keep it clear and honest and straightforward from day one. Our pricing is very competitive.
Okay.
And actually, the majority of situations, it is quite lower than what most clinics charge for storage. And in many cases with us, you're actually getting quite a bit more for less. We specialize in this one big thing. So we've built in extra layers of care, monitoring, and service that really add value. And our one big difference is that we do not charge for quarantine tissues. Some places add as much as 60% to the cost just because the tissue needs to be stored separately in vapor phase. And just by the way, that uses less nitrogen, which means you're actually using less product. They're charging more to use less product.
So for somebody like me who doesn't know exactly what quarantine tissue is, can you explain that?
So anybody who has tested positive for any infectious diseases, they have to be stored in the vapor phase. So you do have a different tank for that, but it's still all part of our normal operations. And so that tissue is not treated any differently at the end of the day. You know, we are still doing everything we do for everybody. So why are we charging anything different? We just don't think that's fair to charge a different price.
Yeah. Okay. See, learn something new every day. I did not know what that was. Do you guys have any like financial assistance programs or like flexible payment options or anything like that?
We actually have both. So we've got options built in to help, you know, because like you said, it can be, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
So we offer several payment options, including the hard to find option of paying monthly. We've looked around quite a bit, and a lot of the other storage options really require you to pay at least in, you know, larger chunks than that. So we took it down all the way down to monthly just to try to make it as easy as possible if needed, just more manageable. We also offer significant discounts to cancer patients. You know, they often need to make fast decisions about preservation before treatment. So, you know, we're there for them. And oh, wow. Of course, we proudly extend significant discounts to military families as well.
Yeah.
So our goal is to make high quality, compassionate care accessible, because no one should feel like they have to compromise on safety or service due to cost.
Before we wrap it up, I'd love to hear just from you, why are you so passionate about this? Can you tell us a little bit about why this is such a, you know, I'm just hearing you talk about it, obviously, you know, it's so important to you. Where does that stem from?
I truly am passionate, and I'm glad that you can hear that in me. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing this for so many years if I weren't. I love being part of this family building process. And while I don't get to be there making the embryos or anything, it's still part of it. And I can't even tell you how many families I've spoken to over the years, just being in this side of it. And, you know, I've cried with people, I've laughed with people, you know, and the sad part with where we're at in the industry is that we oftentimes don't get to hear the fabulous news that they had a successful pregnancy. So I usually try to go with the no news is good news. If we don't get to hear back from them, that means that embryo was a good one. It was used, but it's just, there's nuance in everything we do. I mean, you're doing the same thing every day, but you're not. And you're part of this emotional journey. And it's just beautiful all the way around. And I mean, I know I sound totally sappy, but
no, I'm welling up as you're talking. I'm the biggest sap ever. No, I think I agree. Just there's everything that we do in this space is at the big picture, it's coming from a place of love. And that's a pretty cool place to work from. You know, like I feel lucky to do what I get to do every day too, because it's like, yeah, we're building families and trying to, you know, like bring more love into the world. Like that's pretty cool. So, okay, lastly, what advice would you give somebody who might be listening, you know, who might be just starting fertility treatments, just about the role of storage in their overall plan? And I do want to add too, you know, I think one thing that's so great about this is we talk about this all the time on Fertility Rally calls. There's so much that's out of your control when you're going through trying to navigate an infertility journey or building your family through ART. And to be able to control where you store your reproductive tissues, like, again, it was news to me when I first met you guys and started talking to you. I was like, you can what? We have a choice. So, you know, I think to have that modicum of control is really valuable too. But I'd love to hear what you think about, you know, just what you'd say to somebody listening about the role of storage.
Don't wait to think about storage. Don't wait. Talk about it early. It's easy to focus on the immediate steps, you know, the appointments, the retrievals, the transfers, you know, and there's so much complicated stuff going on. I do understand, but don't wait. You know, storage is going to play a bigger role in your long-term plan than you may realize right now. So ask early, what does your clinic typically do with tissue after it's frozen? Where will it be stored? What will the cost look like? Not just in year one, but in 2, 3 and beyond. It's important to get that full picture up front. And most importantly, know you have options. You are not locked into one path. You can absolutely shop around and choose a storage provider that feels like the right fit for you, both in terms of safety and cost. It's your tissue, your future, and your choice.
All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. And thanks to Courtney and Charlie at Generations Cryo Vault. I love what they're doing. They're so passionate about this and they're doing things differently. They're innovating. They're making it better for you guys. And I just am on board with everything they have going on. So again, check them out at gencryo.com. And if you mention InfraLayoff, you get 1 free month of storage. Also, make sure to check out my new book, a work of art book called Beautiful Bird. It's on my website at InfraLayoffGroup.com. And also, please check out Fertility Rally. We would love to support you. We are online at FertilityRally.com and our Instagram is Fertility Rally. So like I said, we have that Rally IRL in Nashville coming up in September. If you join now, you are more than welcome to come to that. And it's always a really, really good time, and you will make lifelong friends, I guarantee it. So whatever you're going through, you are not alone. You can always reach out to me. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.